Mon nobody got me.
Up 1 minute. So. Hey, what would you have done before? Wouldn't have had a quorum.
Yeah, you could have. Technically, those two are still members of council.
That's right.
They could have been here.
That's right. Right.
Yeah. They're out partying.
Probably. Yeah, right. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Are we ready? Everybody ready? Hey, got your mics on?
No.
Please? Monday. It is Monday, right? Yeah. Monday, May 2nd, 2011. Smyrna Town Council Organizational Meeting is now called to order. Please rise for a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for a moment of silence. Thank you.
Councilwoman Brown?
Here.
Councilwoman White?
Present.
Mayor Stombaugh?
Present.
Councilman Riddle?
Here.
Madam Mayor, Councilman DeFeo is out of the country and is excused.
Thank you. Are there any additions or deletions to the published agenda? Is there a motion to accept?
Make a motion that we accept the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Report of the Election Board.
Madam Mayor, on behalf of the Board of Elections, I'm going to ask to read the certified results. And I think you all have a copy that we'll do this evening as well. For the position of council member at large, Christopher Mann, 150 votes, Keith Markowitz, 50 votes, Luther Widener Jr., 69 votes, H. Joanne Mastin, 399 votes, declared the winner. For the position of council member District 2, William Rayner, 189 votes, Jeffrey A. Flaherty, 219 votes, declared the winner. For the position of mayor, William Presley Sr., 332 votes, Patricia A. Stombaugh, 344 votes, and declared the winner. And that is the results of the 2011 election.
Thank you. Any recognition of visitors?
I would suggest, Madam Mayor, that you'd go ahead and do your swearing-in ceremony, and then if there's anyone who wants to speak, I don't know why we normally don't have recognition of visitors at this meeting. I think that's probably just a carryover.
So are we going to strike it? We're going to strike it.
I would suggest we strike it because anyone who wants to speak can speak at the regular meeting.
Okay, swearing in ceremony.
You going to go first?
Yes, the mayor. Yep.
All right. In doing so,
I will always uphold and defend
the
constitutions of my country.
The constitutions of my country.
And my state.
And my state.
And the charter and ordinances.
And the charter and ordinances.
Of the town of
Smyrna. Of the town of Smyrna.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Ladies first, Joanne Maston.
Future generations
to share the rich historic and natural heritage of Delaware. In doing so, I will always uphold and defend.
The constitutions of my country
and my state.
And
the charter and ordinances. Of the town of Smyrna. So help me God. Congratulations.
Mrs. Maston, you get to take your seat.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judge.
Congratulations. We'll see how that goes.
Well, welcome to our new members. Council appointments. Vice Mayor, I'd like to ask Robert Riddle if he would serve as Vice Mayor.
I will.
Thank you very much. Council Secretary, I would like to ask Regina Brown if you will serve as Council Secretary.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. And Recording Secretary, Valerie Heritage, would you continue to serve, please? Thank you. Set time and place for council meetings. Previously, the council meetings were held at 7:30 p.m. on the first and the third Mondays of every month, except for legal holidays when the meetings are held the following night, which would be, in most cases, a Tuesday night. Is there a motion from council to continue the council meetings at 7:30 p.m. on the first and third Monday?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6-0. Authorized signatures for bank accounts.
This is the same list of by title that we've done with a couple amendments during the last year. With your appointment of Mr. Riddall and Mrs. Brown, we will need new signature cards for a number of these accounts because they require either the signature of the council secretary or the vice mayor. Unless there's objection, I would ask that you take a motion to authorize all of them as presented.
I'll make a motion that we authorize the signature for the bank accounts.
For a second.
As listed.
Second the motion. Okay. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 6-0.
Thank you.
Okay, committee appointments. this is always quite a job. This year it seemed to be a little bit more difficult than in past years because of this past week being spring break. A lot of people were out of town. And council requested in the past short bios on anybody that the charter requires for the mayor to appoint and council to confirm. So we usually present bios for everyone that's new on a committee. I think I've gotten most of them. There still are a couple that I was hoping to get this afternoon, and when I left my office to come here, I hadn't received them yet. So there's a couple that we may need to, if you want to see their bio, we may need to wait until the next council meeting to confirm them. The first one is the Audit Review Committee. It's a subcommittee of the Finance Committee. The Audit Review Committee was the first year that I was mayor, the auditors talked to us and said that they would like to have a committee of people that were either accountants, CPAs, accountants, somebody that is really versed in finance that would act as a liaison between council and the auditors. This way, it didn't take the auditors as long to do their job. So in the past, we've had a committee of three, and Robert Johnson, who has served for the past 4 years, has agreed to serve again. Harry Papaleo from Papaleo, Leo, Rosenshelf, and Pender has offered to serve. His bio is on its way. I don't have it yet, but I think most people know Papaleo is the certified accountant here in town. There were two other people that I recommended, but I haven't received their bio yet. One of them, Howard Dons, he was the accountant with Dover Downs, and he's here in the town of Smyrna. And Howard's known by a lot of people, but he had some questions that I needed to get answers for him. So if we approve this committee tonight, we'll just be approving it with two and two on hold for the next meeting. So what is Councilor's pleasure? Do you want to approve the committee with the two? And we can add two in the future?
Do you want to just do all the committees at one time?
You want to do all of them at one time? Does anyone have an objection to that? Yay. Let's go for it. Is there a motion to confirm the appointments for the committees as suggested?
I make a motion to approve.
A second. Discussion?
May I ask who the second was?
Joanne.
For the benefit of the new members, when you make motions, if you could do them affirmatively, you know, and until we can hear them, is We are recording it on tape. We also are writing it down. So if you would just
yell it out.
Yeah, it's sometimes difficult to know who made the motion and who seconded it. Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. It's a roll call.
Councilman Flaherty.
Yes.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilwoman Brown.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
No.
Councilwoman Mastin.
Aye.
Mayor Stambaugh.
Aye. Motion carries 5-1. Thank you, Council. We spent hours in the past doing this. So we'll go down. The Audit Review Committee, as it stands right now, is Robert Johnson, chairperson, and Harry Papaleo from Papaleo, Rosen, Chalfin, Pinder. Business Development Committee, myself as chair, Regina Brown from Council, Joseph Rikichi from Christiana Care, Joseph Sheridan from Sheridan Irish Pub, Ron and Ellen Sayers from Sayers Jewelers. They both attend, but they only have one vote. Robert Fritchie from, he represents WSFS, Joseph Thorne from Thorne Electric, and Catherine Augustine from Delaware Homes Real Estate. The Charter Review Committee is we're finished with doing the Charter Review, so Regina Brown was chairperson of it, and she's getting ready to send it out to the attorney, so there's no changes on that at this time. The Contract Negotiation Committee, that was the Union Contract Negotiation Committee. It was all council people before, and it was Robert Riddle, Robert Novotny, and William Rayner. I left them on the negotiating committee because the police have finalized their contract, and the employees, it's a maximum of two more meetings if it goes that far. So we didn't want to start over and have to pay the attorneys by starting over. Parks and Recreation is on hold at this time due to the economy. Finance Committee is myself as chair, Regina Brown, Tony DeFeo, Robert Johnson, Paula Bobeck. Long Range Planning is Jeff Flaherty for chair, Julian Mastin, Larry Kohler. Is that how you say his name?
Mm-hmm.
Debbie Wicks from the school district or a designee of her choice. And there is an open seat on the Long Range Planning, so if anyone is interested in serving on the Long Range Planning, there is an open seat. The Pension Subcommittee, they completed their work, but the committee was Robert Johnson, Regina Brown from Council, and Anthony DeVeo from Council, so there was no change on that. Personnel Committee is Robert Riddle as chair, Joanne Mastin, Valerie White, Ed Lehman, William Rayner, and Kathy Melvin. Police Building Committee is Robert Riddle as chair, Lawrence Thornton, Jr., Keith Faulkner, Nelson Messick, and James Feet. Did I say that right? Okay. Public Safety Committee is Robert Riddle as chair, Anthony DeFeo, Nelson Messick, Michelle Ayala, Gerald Mood from the Citizens Hose Fire Company, and the ambulance, American Legion Ambulance sends a representative, and Victoria Rivera. The Utility Committee is Anthony DeFeo Chair, Jeffrey Flaherty, Conrad Hebert, Jim Strong. Tree Commission is Joanne Mastin as Chair, Valerie White, Paul Kircher, and there's two open seats on the Tree Commission if anyone's interested in serving. It doesn't sound interesting, but it really is. Assessors for the town is William Whitaker as chair, Deborah Adams and Priscilla Williams. Board of Adjustment, Robert Noonan as chair, William Spence, James Veet, Robert McNulty. How do you say his name?
Dieter Rithkowski.
Okay, the Election Board, Marion Bauer as chair, Naomi Wayman, Patricia Musto, Burl Cook, Kathy Cloud, Richard Rubin is an alternate, and Mary Lou Haltenberg is an alternate. Ethics Commission is James Harkins as chair, Ginger Barkley, Margaret
Sesewitz.
How do you say? Sesewitz?
Close enough.
James White and John Rhodes. The Historic District Review Board is Michael Reed as chair, Peggy Snow, Alice Hill, James Wolfe, and Robert Keane. The Library Advisory Commission is Mark Estrich as chair, Regina Brown, Alice Homan, Ruth Hoke, James Dykes, and Conrad Hebert. Planning and Zoning Commission is A. Temple Carter III as chair, Keith Faulkner, Rodney Slaughter, Francis Joe Marker, and Joseph Thorne. The Housing Code Board of Appeals is Joe Sheridan as chair, Brooks Keene, Keith Faulkner, Chris Mood, Michael...
Kwiatkowski.
And Todd Frey from KCI Technologies, as long as KCI remains the town engineer. I thank Council very much for making this so easy tonight. Okay, is there any other... Are we going to get back? No, we struck that. Is there any other council business?
Madam Mayor, the members of council and the newly elected members of council received the required materials set forth in the section 2.91 of the town code as relates to the organizational meeting. There are a lot of materials for them to review, and a lot of items that will ultimately require council consideration. Are any questions on the materials? I'd be glad to try and address them tonight. But
I think maybe the next meeting, give them a chance.
That's fine.
Digest
right.
Everything. Okay. Is there any other council business? Seeing no other council business, the organizational meeting is at 7:22. Council meeting will start at 7:30. Thank you very much.